Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Yep, today is December the 25th, 2019. Well, we're going to continue today looking at 1 Thessalonians in chapter number 4 and verse number 1 as we continue on our daily devotions. Again, our encouragement, we want to encourage you in your walk with Christ. And so, really, Paul's talking to the Thessalonians about their walk with Christ. Listen to what he says. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, exhort you by the Lord Jesus Christ, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. So we're just going to talk about that last little phrase, abounding more and more. Paul is encouraging the Thessalonians in their walk with Christ. He wants them to know how to live a life well-pleasing to God. I mean, why is that? So that they can be in a place where God can bless them. You know, one of the most difficult things, difficult places to be is when difficulties and trials come into your life and you're thinking, oh, man, I wonder if this is the chastening hand of God. Or, you know, the best place to be in is you know you're walking, you're striving to walk in a way that is pleasing to God. You know that you're not living in sin. And so, therefore, if difficulties come, you know it's not chastening. You know it's just the difficulties of life. So Paul wants them to walk in a way that is pleasing to God so they won't think that they're being disciplined. So he's encouraging them to abound more and more. He doesn't want them to remain in the same spiritual condition. He wants them to grow. Why does Paul want them to abound more and more? Well, it's for the same reason that your body produces more and more cells every day. Every day, cells in your body die. And every day, your body produces new cells. What happens if more cells die than are reproduced? Of course, eventually you will die. So we must progress in everything we do. If we don't progress, we're going to be moving backwards. And Paul wants the Thessalonians to grow. He wants them to grow more mature in their walk with Christ. So let's think about that. Paul says, I want you to abound more and more. Studying Gill says this about that passage. Be more and more in the exercise of every grace and in the discharge of every duty, making advances in holiness of life and perfecting it in the fear of God. So, as a follower of Christ, how are you progressing? You know, we've been doing these devotions for a year, and some of you have been Christians for a number of years. How are you progressing in your Christian life? Are you growing closer to God? Are you acting more and more like a Christian? And we'll talk about that. Are you growing in the graces? Think about this time last year. Are you closer to Christ today than you were this time last year? Think about the exercise of grace. Have you matured in the exercise of grace? Are you more forgiving today than this time last year? Do you show mercy? What about forgiveness? Do you forgive others? What about the exercise of duty? How is your service for Christ? Are you more interested in serving Christ today than you were last year? Will you visit others? Will you help the needy? Will you pray when others are in need? Now, what about making advances in the holiness of your life? Are you living farther from sin than before? Have you considered actions in your life which might be displeasing to God? Are you striving to live separated unto God? Also, what about walking in the fear of God? Do you reverence Him more than you did? Are you afraid to transgress the Lord's commandments? Are you more afraid than you were last year? Or can you transgress the Lord's commandments and not be concerned about it? The goal of these devotions is to help you abound more and more in your walk with Christ. I pray as you begin the new year, looking forward to 2020, that you will consider your walk with Christ. I pray you will strive to abound more and more. I pray that you will walk closer to Christ in 2020 than you did in 2019. Now, that doesn't happen by accident. You have to work at it. You have to consider these places in your life, and you have to choose places where you're going to work and strive to be better than you were last year. So I pray that you have that as a goal, that you will show more grace this year towards others, that you will be more merciful, that you will strive to serve God in a new way and maybe in a better way. You will focus on living a holy life, and that you will do it in fear, reverencing and loving God because He loved you. I pray 2020 will be a better year. I pray you'll have a good Merry Christmas today. You enjoy friends and family. What a blessed time of year. It is the most wonderful time of year as we enjoy our friends and family. And I pray that you're enjoying yours. And for those of you that might not be able to enjoy your family, I pray for you. I pray God's blessings upon you. Listen, Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Never forget that. He's always with you. Be comforted by that fact and be encouraged that He loves you, He cares about you, and He is with you, even if no one else is around today. Just thank you for watching, and I pray God's blessings upon you. Let's pray. Lord, as we celebrate this time of the season, as we remember our Savior's birth, I pray you will be with your people. I pray that you will draw them closer to you. And I pray that as your people walk closer to you, that you will be glorified. Thank you for loving us. We're unworthy, but we're thankful. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.